from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's horseradish. So for him to do that and say that we're not world champions of our sport, says come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like, by a lot?
I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask. Oh, God. And let him know I mean business.
Hey, listen. Tyreek Hill's humble. I'm not going to beat him by a lot.
Mm-hmm. Noah Lyles is like a target out here.
Yes.
Twitter was, the moment USA Basketball won the gold medal, it was all like, oh, where's Noah Lyles at?
I can't even believe that they did that. They trolled an American gold medal winner.
Yeah.
Who pointed out simply that your sport is not a world sport.
Yeah.
Which is correct. It's not even a hot take to say, you know, world champs, I guess. I mean, you play in your country.
Yeah.
If I invent a sport and only people on my street play it and I win the championship, can I call myself a world champ?
I guess if you're the only one playing it.
But then you're not giving other people a chance to compete.
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, nobody else could compete because, whatever, the sport is an American sport pretty much exclusively.
Yeah.
It's not even downplaying it. It's Noah Lyles has an issue, I guess, with words, which right. You could choose to be upset about it. He does participate in an international sport.
Yep. I also... There's been a lot of, the COVID thing that came out after he raced, but he tested before and somehow was still allowed to race as he won bronze. And that's convenient because you didn't win the gold that came out. I don't know. I'm not second guessing him at all, but there's been a lot of that too. Tyreek Hill just did it, didn't he? Wasn't that part of the clip?
Yeah. I would pay to see Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill race.
Yeah. Lyles would definitely win, right?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. Hill has done, USA trials, right? I don't know where he clearly hasn't. Wouldn't he have been at the Olympics if he would have won those things?
Well, who?
Or not.
I mean, Marquise Goodwin was a Bills receiver that was one of the fastest players. And
did he go to the Olympics?
He tried to go to the Olympics.
Maybe came close.
Did he ultimately go? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Yeah, like Hill did track last year in an event, but I don't think he won it, if I remember right.
Yeah, Marquise Goodwin probably did go to the Olympics. He competed in the long jump.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
2012 Summer Olympics and the 2015 Pan American Games, long jumper and sprinter has been a top competitor in the 60 meters and 100 meter dashes in the triple jump. That was Marquise Goodwin. He was fast.
It's just weird that Lyles has been
such a target. As an American.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Olympics. It's supposed to bring out the national pride. If that had been any other country sprinter, I'd be like, yeah, go after him. But he's on your team, guys.
Yeah.
And he's just saying that basketball players from Milwaukee winning a title shouldn't call themselves world champs. Now, if you win the gold in the tournament, those guys are the world's champs. And I know there's not a team outside of the NBA that's going to beat the NBA team. It's all an argument over language, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just, and it's language from an American. That is the strangest part of it.
Yeah.
And the comment was from last year.
Yes.
I think it was last August that he made that comment. So the fact that it's carried, it's not like he did it when he got to the Olympics. The fact that it's carried through a year later.
Well,
Kevin Durant, I guess, on Twitter, like, went at him.
Yes.
And that's what made it blow up then. And maybe had it come back up now.
I thought it was in poor taste on the podium when the anthem was playing to shout NBA players are not world champs. I thought that was a bad idea for him to. No, he didn't do that.
He was there with a sign.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
Did you see Joel Embiid on the podium? What he did? He was like give me the, like, he wanted all the booing, all the American, like, really invited it from France. That was the team he basically decided not to play for, to play for Team USA. So there was a moment there. He was a very, very hated man in that arena that night. But the Lyles one's just weird. Don't understand it.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill will probably be at the next Olympics, won't he? But for flag football.
Potentially.
Don't we think?
Yeah.
I still think NFL is going to send players. Maybe older players, bigger names,
Won't it be like the 3-on-3? The 3-on-3, Jimmer Fredette is there.
Yeah.
He's a guy that played in the NBA.
You want to do a little better than that, don't you?
Yes, probably.
Will Tom Brady be there?
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, quarterbacks will have to run.
Because they'll have to play defense.
Yes, you'll need a mobile quarterback.
Okay, so it won't be Tom Brady, even if he wants to. I don't know, just they like DeAndre Hopkins has been big behind this, right? And the league's been trying to grow the game. They're playing in every country now, right? Brazil. Mm-hmm. They're looking at Australia. You know, they're trying to become a global game. And what better way to grow your sport globally than have it at the Olympics? And how do you make it big at the Olympics? You send players that people know. That doesn't have to mean the best in the world. It doesn't mean Josh Allen has to play in the Olympics for flag football. But I don't know. Are they going to try to send Russell Wilson in 4 years when he's just retired in the league? Won't they? Do you try to do something like that? That's what I tend to think they'll try.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. We're about to get into, like, right now is the calm before the storm, right? We got preseason football. But the countdown's on seasons. So Premier League season starts Friday.
Yep.
That's great.
Let's go.
Saturday, Sunday mornings.
Fulham and Man United.
Load them up. College football season starts in a little over 2 weeks. Week zero.
Week zero is Florida State and Georgia Tech in Ireland, and that is in 11 days.
11 days.
Saturday, next Saturday.
Forgot about that one.
Yep.
Ohio State's first game is the 31st. Yeah, week zero.
I like week zero. Just give me something.
11 days.
A little bit. Yeah, you get the 24th. Is that the only one? That might be the only one.
No, games, there are more than that.
Florida State, Georgia Tech?
There's also
I'll find a different schedule.
SMU in Nevada.
Okay.
SMU and there's a couple of FCS versus FBS.
Montana State at New Mexico, and then Delaware State at Hawaii at midnight. Let's go. Betting the Rainbow Warriors at midnight again. Although they're not the Rainbow Warriors anymore. Are they just the Warriors?
Maybe.
They just, I don't know what they are. Betting Hawaii at midnight. There's nothing like it. Yeah, minus 26.5.
Here's your schedule. If you are a college football freak, week zero, there's a game at 12, 3:30, 4, 7, 7:30, 8, and midnight. So basically 13 hours, 15 hours of football starting soon.
Okay.
Week zero is on the way. 11 days to week zero. 4 days to start a Premier League, 11 days to week zero, and how many weeks till the season starts, the Bills? We're looking at 1, 2, 3.5.
I think I saw, sorry, not to really hit the fast forward button on everybody, but I think I saw that today is 50 days until the Sabre season.
Oof. Are we ready for that
emotion? How does that hit you?
You ready?
50 days until the Sabre season. I think that's right.
I saw you tweeting about the Sabres yesterday. About what, Lukanen and the goalie situation.
You know, locked on Sabres. You got to talk about something. Olympics in 2 years. Olympics are on the brain. So I'm looking at like their potential Olympians. Like they might have two starting goalies in 2 years. Let's see. Devin Levi's got a lot of work to do, but Canada's got no goalies for the next Olympics, which NHL players will be at. He's got to beat out like Tristan Jarry to do it. How hard is that going to be? Or Jordan Binnington? Like middle of the road starting goaltenders are going to start for Canada, or is Devin Levi going to be a star goalie?
Will Levi in 2 years? Still be a Saber?
In 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes. I predict he will be. Yeah.
Just playing 25 games a year?
I maybe am going to be higher on him than anybody. I think he is. There's no sign yet that he's not going to be one of the best goalies
in
the league.
But is he going to beat out Lukanen?
Yes.
Doesn't Lindy ride number one goalies?
I'm not sure he will this year. I think he will eventually.
So before that 5-year contract is up, Lukanen will be relegated to the bench, is your prediction?
I think he will be traded the same way Linus Allmark was just traded by Boston within that 5-year contract. That would be my current prediction. I think Levi might be too good at some point.
I feel like the Sabres have already made their trade this decade, though. Sorry. I'm sorry! Just, you know, sometimes we just...
It took me a minute to realize that was snark because it's kind of true.
I'm sorry.
It felt true. And when it hit me, it felt true.
It was a cheap shot. It's the preseason.
No, see, this is good. You jinxed yourself because now they're going to trade for like Patrick Laine today.
Do we want that?
I mean, it would make me feel something, so... Sure.
I just want to feel
something. Just want to feel something. Yeah.
All right. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio, 9 o'clock. Big, big article breakdown of Keon Coleman, his strengths, and how the Bills can utilize those the best. We'll talk about that with Matt coming up. And also, you know, revisit Josh Allen. I mean, we talked to Matt way back when he was drafted. He's great on rookies, so we'll get a conversation going there. 803-0550, if you want to be a part of it, we're happy to have you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.